you mentioned these barrels. Remember what they called those iron straps around the outside?
Yes, they were hoops.
And in bottles, what did you call the thing that you used to plug the bottle?
Corks.
The rubber ones, were they corks too?
I would judge so. Of course, all ours was, we never had rubber, all ours was cork.
These musical instruments, did you play with them out? A lot of little holes in them?
Well,
I see you're fond of those.
There's two names for that. They are called a harmonica. I think that's the musical name. And then some of them call them French harps.
How about the little one that is shaped sort of like an O with two prongs coming out and hold it there?
Well, all I ever heard that called was a juice harp.
A what?
Juice harp.
Well, let's see, if you want to drive a nail, what would you use?
Use a hammer.
And if you use the hammer and you bang the file, someone said, what are you doing out there with those nails and that hammer? You'd say, I'm
driving a nail.
And after you're all finished, they say, what have you done? And you would say, I've...
Well, made a box or nailed a lid on the box or whatever it was.
We have a hammer. What are these wooden hammers? Oh, well, it's like a hammer, but it has a wooden head.
That's a mallet.
To get back to our vehicles, what's the long thing that comes out from the front of a wagon?
Tongue.
And how about a buggy?
Well, they have tongues. If you drive a buggy with two horses, you have to have a tongue.
Uh-huh.
But if you use one horse, you have shafts.
Well, this sounds like a quiz game, it isn't. It's just that I'm not very good at asking these questions. Around the wheel, remember the old, they had a steel thing, I think.
Yes.
And what did you call that?
That was a tire.
Uh-huh. And let's see, the wooden part underneath that?
That was the bellow, I believe they called it.
Now to get back to our wagon again, if we're going to... What do? To get the horse into the wagon? We want somebody to attach the horse to the wagon and say, go on out there and
hitch the horse to the wagon.
And what would you do?
Well,
put on his harness and then...
Put on his harness, yes. Take him out to the wagon and back him up a little bit or lean him up the side of the tub and attach the vecchio first to the wagon. And then attach the tub and you're all through.
What was that thing that hung up, was in back of the horse, that you put his harness through?
The cooper. That you put the harness through?
No, two. What did you say?
I don't understand.
Well, I just wondered what you said.
I said cooper. That's the thing that goes under the tail.
Oh.
The horse's tail goes through that.
Yeah, I've seen those. And let's see, down below, there's a long wooden bar with two steel things on the end.
Well, that's single tree.
And then
or a double tree, and on a two horse rig is a double tree, and on a one horse rig it's a single tree.
Now let's see, do you hitch the single trees to the double tree?
No, they're fastened on to the double tree. See, this is a long, this is your double tree here.
Uh-huh.
And your single trees are hitched onto the end of this.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of the single tree.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see, here's a term I'd like to get. If you ask, how did they bring groceries into town before the railroad?
Well, they freighted them in wagons from Barry and Guthrie. See, they'd get sometimes they might have enough of a load, they'd have to have